Thank you and good afternoon.
谢谢大家，下午好。
I want to speak to you a little while this morning about, or this afternoon, about godly wisdom.
今天下午我们将花些时间来讲一下金钱的智慧。
We all have a desire to be wise.
我们都渴望有智慧。
We enjoy looking at things and understanding how they work.
我们希望对所见的事能够了解它是如何运作的。
We want to be able to answer questions.
我们希望能够回答问题。
We want to be able to make difficult decisions and not regret them.
我们希望能做一个比较困难的决定，并且不为此觉得后悔。
In the book of 1 Kings in the Old Testament, we read about a man who asked wisdom from God.
在列王记中，我们读到一个曾向神寻求智慧的人。
He wanted to seek and search out wisdom and knowledge of the things of this world.
他希望能找到关于这个世界的智慧和知识。
This man was Solomon, and Solomon discovered that the wisdom apart from God left him unfulfilled and discontented.
这个人就是所罗门，所罗门发现只有从神而来的智慧才能使他满足。
Now Solomon had asked God for wisdom that he might rule his people.
所罗门向神寻求智慧来管理他的百姓。
Instead of requesting material riches and comfort and pleasures, Solomon asked for godly wisdom.
而不是向神恳求物质的丰富、舒适和享受，所罗门恳求是金钱的智慧。
He had desired to advance the kingdom of God with wise leadership.
他渴望通过有智慧的领导能力来扩展神的国度。
Because God was pleased with Solomon's request, He said, I'll grant to you the wisdom you asked for, and I'll give you much more beside.
因为神喜悦所罗门的恳求，就应许了他的恳求，并且给了更多。
And so the Bible records that Solomon became the wisest man, the richest man, and a man of great honor.
所以圣经上讲，所罗门成为世界上最有智慧的人，并且拥有丰厚的财富和荣誉。
However, Solomon began to put more honor in the things that God blessed him with than with the wisdom that God gave him.
然而所罗门变得喜欢神的恩赐，超过爱神本身。
His desires begin to revolve around his worldly wealth and pleasure and adoration.
他的生活也开始以他的财富、享受和爱慕为中心。
And Solomon began to honor his earthly wisdom above godly wisdom.
他把属世的智慧看得比金钱的智慧看得更高。
Solomon soon forgot that godly wisdom answers all his passions and desires of life.
所罗门忘记了是神的智慧回应了他生活中的每一个需要。
He forgot that it gives us the true perspective of life's deepest questions.
对生命中最深刻的问题给予我们最真实的洞察力。
Now the New Testament tells us that God desires to give wisdom to his children.
在圣经中同样告诉我们，神渴望把他属神的智慧给他的孩子们。
All other types of learning are valuable, but they're limited in scope unless we tie it to godly wisdom.
所有其他类型的学问是有价值的，但是是局限的。 除非是建立神本身知识的基础上。To
gain God's wisdom, we must pray for it.
为得到神的智慧，我们必须祷告恳求。We
must search our hearts to allow God to rule completely, that He may grant us wisdom.
我们必须在心里仔细揣摩，然后寻求神的话语。But
there are so many distractions that distract us away from God's wisdom.
但这个世界上有太多让人分心的事情，试图把我们从神那里拿走。
These distractions tend to pull us away from what's really important in the long, eternal road that we look at.
这些让人分心事情把我们从很重要的事情，从永生的生命和重要的事情中拿开。
In this life, we're constantly being bombarded with viewpoints and images and ideas that contradict those of God.
与圣经相抵触的观念、图像以及理想，时时刻刻在轰击我们。
And so it's easy to find our hearts straying from God toward the ideas and belief system that surround us. Believers must remain diligent and steadfast in seeking after God and keeping His wisdom in the forefront of our minds. We must stand against the wisdom of this world and the advice of well-meaning friends and loved ones. The Christian must be prepared to battle our own self-seeking ways and desires in order to solely seek and be led by God. God's wisdom gives us focus and direction when we have to choose between what looks good, what feels good, and what truly is good.
有些事情看上去很好，感觉很好，有些事情实质上也是好的。但是我们在不得不在其中做选择的时候，神的智慧给予我们焦点和方向。
We first notice here that wisdom is expressed in a searching heart.
金钱的智慧对我们所做的第一件事情就是给我们一个追求的心。The
first thing that godly wisdom does for us is gives us a searching heart.
所以神的智慧给我们第一个是一个追求的心。
This is a heart that sincerely and consistently desires the presence of God.
这是一颗时时刻刻渴望神同在的心。
One of the battlegrounds of a searching heart today is activity that is all around us.
今天对一个追求的心来讲，各项活动成为我们的挑战。
The outward is most immediate for our attention.
外界的事情即刻就吸引了我们的注意力。
It demands our time and energy.
它占据了我们的时间和精力。
We often feel trapped by the urgency of what is happening around us.
我们感觉时常感觉陷落在周围所发生的一些紧要的事情里面。
And this is Satan's great trap to ensnare the Christian.
这是撒旦最有效的计谋，就是让我们不停地忙于这些活动中。
When we are weakened by this trap, we find it's easy to sink into the dullness of the Christian life.
当我们中了他的诡计以后，我们就会很容易的陷入这种枯燥暗淡的基督徒生活。
An active impulse and desire of mankind is often the consideration of God or concentration on God.
人类的一个冲动的愿望就是避免把注意力放在神的身上。It
becomes easier to work for God than to allow God to work in us.
很容易每天为神做工，但是让神在我们生命做工却很难。
In the Old Testament, we find David as a great biblical example of one who primarily has ambitions to love God, even in the difficult shadows of life.
在旧约中，大卫是圣经中一个优秀的典范。他最大的奢望就是爱神，甚至在他生命中最困难的时刻。
What was the secret of David's success?
大卫成功的秘诀是什么呢？
The secret is his life was spent seeking after God.
他的生命用在寻求神的旨意上。
Throughout his life, he sought after God when he was in the fields as a shepherd boy.
从他的一生来看，当他还是牧羊童的时候，独自一人在旷野。
He continued to praise God and worship and give thanks to God as he was out alone.
他就不停地赞美、敬拜和感谢神。
He cultivated a heart and allowed God to draw near to him.
他磨练了心，与神亲近。
All this seemed to be so contrary to human wisdom.
所以这一切都似乎与人的智慧相反。
But we find that God used David in his perfect timing.
但神在他适当特定的时间大大的使用大卫。
David had a shepherd's heart of trust and devotion. He was a giant killer. And composed many psalms. He was Saul's personal musician. He was Jonathan's closest friend. He was a hunted fugitive. And finally, God made him the king of Israel. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. For the Bible to say this about a man is quite astounding. But David used all of his energies in pursuing after God and his blessings. This search caused him to spend much time with God. To David, his inward life was more important than his outward activity. The inner presence of God in his heart was his highest priority. He learned to work effectively from the inside out to the outside. Out of our heart flows our energy, insight, and influence for God. David allowed God to penetrate his heart deeply. The cost was high to feel God's burden, to feel God's anguish, and to understand God's heartache. David made a prayer and devotion to God, the highest ambition of life. The question for us is, are we willing to do so? The devil will tempt us with many focus on the outwards. But keeping Jesus as the Lord of our life is the best way that you and I can live. If we are to possess godly wisdom, we're going to have to be devoted with a seeking heart. One thing that interferes with having a searching heart after God is the pressures of life. If we were to pick a single word to describe our society today, I think the accurate word would be pressure. Often before even school age, we thrust life into pressure of sports and dance and competition. Then we have school where the pressure to perform and to compete for grades is real. We join athletic teams where again more pressure comes to excel. We face the pressure of getting into college. Then there's pressure of getting the good jobs. There are also family pressures. Finding the right mate and building a solid marriage in a culture where there's divorce in easy and accepted ways. There are pressures about being godly in a pagan age. There's pressure because of the problems that are all around us. World problems, economic problems, personal problems, and problems of friends and loved ones all press in upon us. But in the midst of all of these pressures and problems, there's one thing that will determine the course of our life, and that is godly wisdom.
在众多的压力中，只有一件事情能够决定我们生命的趋势，这就是称为，这就是我们需要神的智慧。
Godly wisdom will ensure proper priorities.
我们需要有一个优先次序。
Every one of us have priorities.
每个人都有一套优先次序。
If your priorities are not clearly defined, then they need to be.
如果你的优先次序没有清楚的定义，那你需要这样做。
But if your priorities are clear, then you can respond to your pressures by making good choices in line with your priorities that God has given you through His wisdom.
如果你有优先次序，你的优先次序比较清晰的话，当你面临压力，就可以用你的优先次序的选择做出回应。
Your priorities determine how you spend your time and with whom you spend it.
你的这个优先的重点决定你时间花在哪里，而且跟什么样的人在一起。
Godly wisdom with spiritual priorities will enable you to make godly decisions.
如果你的优先次序是有金钱的智慧，那你们所做的选择也是有智慧的。
In spite of all the pressure, it will help steer you clear, a clear course and propel you toward your destination of heaven.
如果你能够有这样的优先次序，金钱的次序，那么就能够帮助你能够看清自己的路线，走向正确的目的地。
Priorities and godly wisdom is crucial to cultivating a searching heart after God.
所以优先次序培养一个有追求的心是很重要的。
Wisdom is also expressed in spiritual choices.
智慧也表现在属灵的选择中。
As Christians, our overall direction is determined by our commitment to having God direct our lives.
作为基督徒，委托神让他来管理我们的生活，决定了我们生活的方向。
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
箴言第三章三到六节这样讲，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必引导你的路。
But many people ask, how does God direct us?
许多人问，神是如何来管理我们呢？
He directs us through the wisdom we find in His Word.
通过圣经，他给我们智慧。
He directs us through godly people that give us counsel from God's Word.
并且通过他的仆人有智慧和圣经的劝导，合乎圣经的劝导。
All of our choices in life must be in harmony with God's laws and God's plan.
我们所有一切选择都应该与神的律法和神的计划相和谐。
The individual who is guided by godly wisdom, James says, will be making godly choices.
当基督徒对选择的时候，应该通过祷告和学习。在雅各书中，他也讲到，基督徒应该用智慧来做出选择。
As you study the Bible, you should act on what you learn.
当我们学习圣经的时候，应当遵循我们所学的。
We should discard any choice that we discover compromises God's word.
你应该放弃任何有损上帝律法的选择。
Sometimes it's a simple matter to know what decision ought to be made.
有时候做什么样的决定是件简单的事情。
We simply make the choice that allows us to obey God.
仅仅是因为有一个选择，只有一个选择能让我们遵循神的命令。
But not all the choices we must make in life are so clear-cut.
但是大部分情况我们的决定都不会那么清晰。
Sometimes there are several good choices.
有的时候有几个好的选择。
Sometimes none of the choices are morally wrong.
有的时候没有一个选择在道德上有错误。
By following after godly wisdom, and rejecting the influence of human wisdom, we can be guided to make the absolute best choices in life.
通过遵循神的智慧，拒绝属世的智慧的影响，在引导下，我们完全可以做出最好的选择。
When a problem seems fuzzy and unclear, it can be difficult to come up with a good solution.
当我们问题好像模糊不清的时候，很难做出一个好的解决办法。
So the Bible teaches us to look at the problem from different angles.
圣经提醒我们，有的时候我们要从许多不同的角度来看清问题，这样会有帮助。
We should ask ourselves who is going to be affected by the choice we make.
我们应该问自己，由于我们所做的选择，谁将会受到影响？
Will other people be hurt or blessed in the choice we make?
他们会受到伤害吗？还是会得到帮助？
Does this choice present an opportunity for us personally?
对我们来讲是一个好的机会吗？
By making the choice, do we lose something or hurt someone?
通过这样的选择，我们会有损失，或者对别人会有损失吗？
Godly wisdom will always help us to make the right choice.
金钱的智慧总是引导你做出正确的选择。
Human wisdom will guide you to making the choice that seems to benefit you the most.
人的智慧引导你做出利己的选择。
But often that's not what God wants.
当然，这不是神想让你做的选择。
Godly wisdom will guide you to search out the pertinent facts about the specific problem or opportunity.
关于具体的问题或是机会，金钱的智慧将会引导我们找出相关的事情。
With all the facts at hand, you can better make the best choice.
把所有这些事情聚集在一起，你一定会做一个很好的选择。
Moses was a man of the Old Testament who was guided to make a good choice.
旧约中的摩西是一个用神的智慧引导他生活的人。
When life circumstances forced him to choose between life as an Egyptian or as a Hebrew, his choice was guided by godly wisdom.
当生活的情况，迫使他在埃及人的生活和希伯来人的生活做选择的时候，是金钱的智慧引导他做出了选择。
His choice wasn't made according to man's wisdom, therefore convenience and comfort were not part of his equation.
他的选择不是为了方便或是舒适，而是根据神的道德标准来做的选择。
His choice was made according to divine moral standard that God had given him.
他是根据神的标准来做出的选择。
And Moses has made a choice that made all the difference in the world to him and many others.
摩西所做的选择使所有的事情都不一样，使很多人的生命也不再一样。
Here we find that his choice had effect on the time in earth and throughout eternity.
这个决定剧烈地改变他在地上以及在永恒中的情况。
His basic decision came down to this: is it better to live for the here and now or to live for eternity?
这个决定是关于是为此时此地而生活，还是为永恒而活。
And Moses chose to refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西拒绝被称作法老女儿的儿子。
He would not identify himself with the practice of the Egyptians or opposing the Hebrew people.
他不愿意把自己看成是埃及人，也不认同他们在欺压希伯来人的一些行为。
Moses refused to continue to serve in the court that mistreated God's people.
摩西拒绝在虐待神子民的宫廷中服侍。
In refusing this identification, Moses lost his high position in Pharaoh's palace.
由于拒绝这样的身份，摩西失去了他在法老皇宫中的高位。
His choice caused him to forfeit a life of luxury and ease.
这样的选择使他失去了奢侈悠闲的生活。
He missed out on the opportunity to fulfill every fleshly desire that the palace life would offer.
他失去了在皇宫里所提供的能够满足任何肉体欲望的机会。
He understood through godly wisdom that fleshly desires were fleeting.
因为他明白肉体的欲望是短暂的。
Because of his decision, Moses suffered.
因为他的决定，摩西遭受痛苦。
He shared the trials with the Hebrew people.
与他所认同的希伯来人一起经受磨难。
There were dangers involved in this identification that meant he had to flee for his life.
由于这个身份所带来的危险，他不得不逃命。
Moses lost a lot of things, but what Moses did gain was worth it all.
摩西失去了很多，但他所得到的是完全值得。
Godly wisdom enabled him to make a choice that caused him to gain God's favor.
是这样的选择，他得到了神的偏爱。
Through Moses, God gave liberty to the Hebrew people.
通过摩西，神给希伯来人自由。
Moses fulfilled his highest potential in this life and in eternal life.
摩西完成了他最大的潜能，在神的计划中有份。
How was it that Moses saw his way clear to make such an all-important decision?
是摩西如何才能做出这样的决定呢？
How could he possibly suffer in this life and yet be triumphant?
在没有得胜之前，在今生他是如何忍受痛苦的呢？
He did it through godly wisdom and faith.
他是凭着信心，凭着神的智慧。
He saw him who is invisible. By faith he respected God's reward of faithful life, and he received it.
因为他看见了那看不见的神，凭着信心，他看重神对一个信心生活的奖赏，并且得到了奖赏。
Godly wisdom was expressed in the decision that Moses made.
敬虔的智慧表现在摩西所做的决定里。
Wisdom is also expressed in a beautiful and gentle spirit.
智慧也表现在一个美丽温和的心灵里。
Godly wisdom always brings us to gentleness and peace.
敬虔的智慧总是给我们带来柔和和平。
Moses is also especially known for his meekness and gentleness in leadership.
摩西由于他的虚心和温和，成为他而出名。
The gentleness that he was well known for is not due to his abilities or special training.
他那众所周知的温和不是来自于天性或者受过特殊的训练。
It can only be accredited to godly wisdom.
只能归功于敬虔的智慧。
James tells us that this wisdom comes only from God and is pure and gentle.
雅各告诉我们，他的智慧来自于神，纯洁而柔和。
Before Moses left Egypt the first time, he was full of the ideas of what God expected him to do.
在摩西离开埃及之前，对神对他的计划有第一次的认识。
And he tried to fix the problems between the Hebrews and the Egyptians his own way.
在希伯来人和埃及人之间，他试图修改不公正的待遇，用自己的方法。
The way he tried to fix things was arrogant and presumptuous and not very wise.
但他处理的方式高傲、自以为是，并且也不是很聪明。
He nearly was killed by his actions.
他几乎为此送了命。
But we see a different Moses returning to Egypt after a long exile.
经过长期的流亡，回到埃及，我们看到的是一个不同的摩西。
This new Moses is humble, meek, and gentle.
这个新的摩西谦卑、虚心、温和。
The difference is that Moses, in his absence from Egypt, had experienced humility and gentleness of godly wisdom.
因为他遇见了神，并且经历了得到从天上而来的智慧。
The example we have in the life of Jesus are of divine wisdom expressed in gentleness.
在耶稣生命中，我们看到的榜样就是神的智慧在温和中的表现。
God holds all power in the universe, but notice how gentle he deals with mankind.
耶稣拥有世上所有的权柄，值得注意的是他对人类的态度是如何的温和。
Jesus wants his followers to allow his wisdom to be expressed in gentleness as we live among our fellow men.
当我们与人相处的时候，耶稣希望他的跟随者能够在温和中表现他的智慧。
In conclusion, we notice that the fact is that it's easy to fill your life with things other than God.
在结论中，我们可以看到，事实上很容易用一些与神无关的事情把你的生活填满。
They may be good things, but they're not God.
他们可能是好的东西，但他们不是神。
God alone can satisfy your soul.
只有神能满足你灵魂的需要。
For example, many people fill their lives with family and friends.
比如说许多人的生活充满了家人和朋友。
This is good, very good, but it's still not God.
这是很好的事情，但是他们不是神。
On Sundays they may spend an hour of worship.
星期天他们也许花一个小时的时间来崇拜神。
And people are good, and human relationships are a blessing from God.
人际的关系也是神从神而来的祝福。
But we must not try to fill the vacuum in our soul with our friends and our fellowship.
但是我们不应该用人来填补我们生活中的空白，不应该填补我们彼此之间的
Only God can fill this and satisfy the longing of the soul.
只有神能够填补我们在心里真正的空白。
Other people try to fill their lives with possessions and with successful, satisfying jobs.
其他人试图用爱好、成功满意的事业来填补他们的生活。
Again, for the most part, these are good and they have their place, but they're not meant to satisfy our soul.
同样，这些事情也是好的，但是他们应该有他自己的空间，他们也不能够使你的灵魂得满足。
God alone can do that.
只有神能够做到。
And only as we seek Him as a means to pursue Him alone to find God to satisfy the vacuum of our life.
寻求神意味着单单追求神，去填充你生命中上帝形象的空白。
God wants our life to express not only the love of God, but also the wisdom of God that comes down from heaven.
神希望我们生活不仅表现出神的爱，同时也表现出从天上而来的智慧。
Thank you.